Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping nuggets to help you live a better life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Half Wheels Will Clean. Today I want to talk about if you are planning to get married. During this pandemic, there's a lot of divorce going on, especially in the churches and the people of God. And that is so, so disturbing because as people of God, we know how relationships are supposed to end. God has given us a blueprint in the Bible as how marriage is supposed to be and supposed to last. Divorce is an attack of Satan to separate families, and when you get married, you're not supposed to get a divorce. But that is happening because people are getting married for the wrong reasons. Love is the key. God came back to let us know to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And without love and God being in the middle of your marriage, it definitely will not last. It is something that he ordained from the beginning. It didn't have any thing that would cause anybody to leave the spouse that they married. But, of course, after Adam sinned and sin came into the world, the devil's tool is to wreck marriages and families and separate them. So once he know he can come in and separate you, he know you're headed for a divorce. Now, there's only one reason you can get a divorce, as God ordained it, is that you find out that your spouse has been unfaithful. And when I mean find out that they've been unfaithful, you can't hear somebody tell you they've been unfaithful. You have to see them being unfaithful. And that's why a lot of divorces are going on, too. You let your families come into your situation. And I truly understand now why God put in the Bible, when you get married, you leave your mother and your father and you join into with your wife and husband and you become one. So how can you become one when you're allowing your family, friends, and everybody else to come in and tell you about your spouse? That's just an attack of Satan. They're jealous. They may not have nothing, don't want you to have nothing. So if you're planning to get married, the first key, listen to me, take this nugget. The first key you must consider when you're getting ready to get married, because this is a lifelong commitment. This is how God ordained it from the beginning, is that both of you have to be born again. I'm not saying you have to be a Christian, because you got a whole bunch of Christians running around this earth now, and they're not born again, and that's why so many divorces are going on. They say they're Christians, but yet they are not born again. I was talking to a pastor a couple of days ago, and, you know, in John 3, it tells you you must be born again in order to get to heaven. So you got a lot of Christians thinking because they got that water baptism that they're going to heaven. But the Bible says that you have to have both of those baptisms, the water and the fire. And without that fire baptism, you're not going to heaven. And that's causing a havoc with the world today as well, because you have all these fake Christians playing church and then go home and fighting with their spouse. I know Joyce Myers was saying she used to fight with her husband all the way to church and get up on a pulpit and act like they lovey-dovey. So be born again. When you consider getting married, your spouse, you and your spouse both need to be born again. Have Jesus in the center. Have Jesus in the center, because that's the only way it's going to last. Now, you know, some people try to be smart, and they want you to think that they're Christians. But, of course, the Bible tells you, you will know the fruit by the, you will know the tree by its fruit. So you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to the behavior. Because they'll tell you they're born again because they want you, or they think they want you, until you're not going to change to fit their protocol, okay? And then when they see that they can't pull you back over to getting unborn, you got a problem, Houston, okay? So that's the first key. If you consider getting married, make sure you and your spouse are born again and have God in the center. The second key, if you're thinking about getting born again, follow that principle. Leaving your mother and father does not mean, I don't think God meant for you just cut them off, but he meant that do not let them come into the center of your marriage. Do not let them come into the center of your marriage. Okay? So, therefore, if you're strong and being born again, you know, it's all a family relationship. But you can't run to your mama every time you have an argument with your husband. He can't run to his friends or whatever and talk about you and down you. So you have to both go to God because he's there in the center. So that is all you need to talk to when things don't go your way or, you know, you're having a little disagreement. Don't run to your family because that's an attack of Satan. And your marriage would definitely be destroyed, especially if they don't particularly like you. They would do everything in their power to destroy your marriage. Been there, done that, okay? So make sure when you have a problem, if you two can't figure it out, you need to take it to Jesus and not your mama, not your daddy, not your friend, okay? That's the second nugget. The third thing is, if you're going to be around their family, before you marry them, spend some time around their family. Okay, because the family's going to tell it all. It's going to tell it how he's going to treat you. It's going to tell it how he was raised, his values, his morals, vice versa with the woman. You know, spend some time around her family as well, and just observe. Don't go in there trying to be their friend. Just go in there and observe how your husband treats his mother, how your husband treats his sister, how your husband treats his brother, and vice versa. And that's going to tell the story. Even though they may say they're a Christian, it's going to tell the story of how they're going to treat you. Trust me, been there, done that. So that's the third key to do, is really find out how your significant other treats their mother or their father. Because believe me, if they disrespect their mom or their dad, you're going to get disrespected. You're going to get disrespected. And there's nothing you can do to turn that disrespect around because it's something that's woven in them. And, of course, if the family don't like you, it's going to be a continuous way to keep them in that disrespect because that's all they know. So don't Don't fall for the little googly eyes. Don't fall for the I love you, I can't live without you, you know, I'll do anything for you. Don't take words. Take action. Love is an action word. So if they disrespect you and say I love you, then that's a contradiction. So you need to pray to God and see if this is your soulmate. Because I'm telling you, the behavior will tell it all. It's just so heart-wrenching that there's so many divorces in this world because that is not the way it was meant from the beginning. So if you're considering getting married, take those three nuggets that I told you. Make sure your spouse is born again. Don't let it come out his mouth or her mouth. Make sure they have an intimate, personal relationship with God. And if you do that, your marriage is going to last. Pay attention to their behavior and don't listen with what come out of their mouth, okay? Second thing is to see how they treat their family members. If they're disrespectful to them, they're going to be disrespectful to you. Okay? And it's not going to change. Because I don't know if it's innate or what, but they're going to treat you the same way they treat their family members. And keep your family members out of your marriage. If you ever want to be successful, keep your family members out of your marriage. Okay? And the third thing is, well, that was the third thing. I'm sorry. That was the third thing, to keep them out of your marriage. Okay? The second thing was, okay, make sure they're born again. Make sure you keep your family out of your marriage. That's the second thing. The third thing is pay attention to their behavior of how they treat their families. Because sometimes people want better, and when they get better, they don't know how to accept better because they've been down in the dump for so long. My mama always told me, you can take a pig out of the pig pen and dress him up, but rest and believe he's going back to being a pig, okay? So when you're looking at your spouse, just think about it because that's what happens in a lot of situations. These women take men, dress them up, and they go back to being a pig. And then you're disappointed, hurt, and don't know why he didn't want better when he's just not used to better. Okay? He's always going to go back to his roots. She's always going to go back to her roots. So just wanted to come in tonight and drop those little nuggets on you. If you are considering getting married, just take those three nuggets that I dropped on you tonight and pray about it. You have to pray and let God show you, because once you get born again, your spiritual eye is going to open. And they can say what they want to say. You will see their intent. And if their intent is evil and not good, you need to run for the border. He can buy a ring. He can buy the most expensive diamond in the world. But if his behavior and his words are not matching, it is time to run for the border. Because you're going to have conflict after conflict. So always check the action out. Don't listen to the words. Because they can easily influence you in thinking that they love you when they don't. Okay. Broadcasting from Bajani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Shawnee Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Again, this show is sponsored by Rochad Detail. Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner, Have Wheels Will Clean. Also, go to lindamonroe.com, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. That will give you another blessing and help you live the life that God has placed you on this earth to live. Until next week, stay safe, be blessed, all is well, and the best is yet to come. God loves you, and so do I.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to the Shawnee Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.